This is 89.1 WEMU, and tomorrow will mark the 51st anniversary of Earth Day, and it has clear origins in Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and back in 1970, a group of students coalesced behind an event that helped crystallize the public consensus. Something had to be done to protect and improve the environment. On March 11th of 1970, a 50,000-strong cadre packed the newly christened Chrysler Arena to kick off what had been called the most famous little-known event in American history. There were teach-ins. While the idea of a national teach-in day on the environment was Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson's, he was not the first to conceive of an environmental teach-in. In fact, students at the University of Michigan began in September of 1969 sketching out just such an event, and the parallel efforts would eventually reinforce each other. From the first forestry class to developing the first academic program in environmental justice, the U of M community has a long history of being pioneers in the field. Our guest today was on campus in 1970 for those 4 days of teach-ins. Glenn Dagher is now a professor in the school's Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, and thank you so much for the time today.
I'm very happy to be here. And I certainly remember the heady days of Earth Day and the things which resulted from it. It certainly was had a major impact on environmental control and actions that ended up significantly improving our environment and our protection of the environment.
Give me a sense of where you were in this space at that time of the teach-ins of 1970.
So I was a freshman, just trying to sort out, what my career would be. I was a freshman in engineering, and so I was investigating engineering as a career. I hadn't by that time selected civil, which engineering, which then is kind of the core of environmental engineering. I did subsequently do that as an undergraduate and continued with my graduate education, but I certainly saw protecting the environment as something that was worth investing a person's career in. I do not only Earth Day, but things that were going on at that time frame. It was certainly part of the inspiration that led me to become an environmental engineer, and at this point, having spent my career working in that area.
Was there a sense in the moment that this was an event and a movement that would sustain another 51 years moving forward?
Absolutely. It was clearly viewed as an inflection point and at a turning point. You mentioned some of the earlier activities at UM through the 60s. It was something which was, which had been building. The 60s were a time of fairly.
Yeah, starting with awkward. The teach-ins and protests with the Vietnam War, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a time when people viewed that change was in the air, so to speak. And with regard to the environment, we had rivers that were burning and cities.
Yeah, the Cuyahoga near Cleveland, right?
Yep. And cities where you couldn't see. So the need for action was obvious.
Our Earth Day edition of Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Professor Glenn Dagher from the University of Michigan. He was on campus in Ann Arbor for the first Earth Day teach-ins in 1970 and now works in the school's Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. You know, it's amazing to think of how far we've come in our understanding of human and chemical impact on the environment and climate in the past 51 years. Here in 2021, we're dealing with a warming planet, ice melt, rising water levels, PFAS and other water contaminations, ongoing air pollution, and adverse public health impacts as a result of all that and more. Back in 1970, did you think we would be further along than we were, than we are 51 years later?
That's a great question. Earth Day was a seminal moment that in terms of the legislative activities that followed through that, that has resulted in you know, significant cleanup both of the the water, of the air, beginning at least partially addressing issues such as chemicals in the environment. I think one of the things we're faced with is that all of that legislative activity and the tremendous activity followed through that, it's a bit in the American psyche that, you know, we recognize a problem, we decide to do something about it, we put programs in place, then we think we've solved our problems. I think that's one of the things which we are dealing with at this point in time, in that when you're dealing with problems, I will use that word, and issues of the environment, we never fully solve them because the world changes and creates new things and so forth, and science advances, and we see the impacts more clearly than we have in the past. So it's a bit of the American, you know, the American viewpoint that there's a problem. We decide to solve it. We solved it. We're done, and we move on.
And clearly, we haven't solved it. So I guess the good news is the more we know, the better we can address the problems. But in your assessment, are we better off in 2021 than a half century ago?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, the water environment is just night and day. Air pollution is just night and day. I do, like many, I do travel internationally a fair amount. And, you know, you go to many places around the world, and it looks like Los Angeles, you know, in the early 1970s in terms of...
When you couldn't see down the block, right?
Yep, yep. So it's interesting. I have some of my PhD students are doing some research at the using some of the wastewater from the Ann Arbor treatment plant. And the level of treatment that would have been common in 1970 is the influent to their treatment systems. And it's interesting that one student looked at what is going into his treatment system and said, this is really horrible. Well, that used to be what we discharged. So tremendous progress.
We're talking with University of Michigan Civil and Environmental Engineering Professor Glenn Dager on this Earth Day edition of Issues of the Environment. What we have learned over the past several decades is that just about everything is connected in one way or another. How vital is interdisciplinary research and a collaborative process towards solutions to our future sustainability?
Oh, it is essential. And, you know, I've spent my career in the, particularly in the arena, and I think one of the reasons is that water touches everything. So the specific technical aspects of water treatment, the area that I've worked in most specifically, you need to know that. You need to understand more broadly how water fits into the economy. You need to understand people. You need to understand economics. You need to understand policy. So for those out there who think like that, that really enjoy being able to get into the technical details of something, but for that topic to be put into a broader perspective, the environment is the place for you. We don't make progress solving our problems unless we bring that specific expertise, but also those broad perspectives.
Through the evolution of the environmental science programs at the University of Michigan, how is that multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary approach being implemented in the academic programs?
So part of it is the diversity of the both the faculty and the classes being taught within the both the engineering side and the science side of the curriculum. The other part of it is through ongoing collaboration. So anyone who's working in this area collaborates with people in their own discipline, but they collaborate with faculty and experts and in other disciplines, spanning really the entire campus, if you will, from engineering to science to public health to policy to business to economics. All of it applies.
Our time together is winding down, but I do want to ask one final question. In your estimation, is the passion felt and expressed back at those original teachings of 1970 and the start of Earth Day matched by what you're seeing from the students and young people you're working with and teaching today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Encouraging in terms of our ability going forward to address the things that we need to address.
Thank you so much for the time and sharing your story with me today, Glenn. I appreciate it.
Thank you for asking. Thank you for involving me in this.
That is Glenn Dagher, professor in the University of Michigan's Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering and a participant in the first teach-ins at the school in 1970. For more on today's topic and guest, visit our website at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.